frankly, Jeff Gordon helped put Rick Hendrick on the map and vice versa. Jeff Gordon took a leap of faith with Rick Hendrick back in the day after IndyCar turned Jeff Gordon down. And we typically do not run 2 minutes worth of sound from or sound and video from a driver, but it's freaking Jeff Gordon. And it's a great portion of the story that he tells about teaming up with Rick Hendrick many, many years ago. It's Jeff Gordon from the infield media center post-race after William Byron's win, celebrating 40 years of Rick Hendrick.
I mean, of course I couldn't, you know, I wasn't thinking that far ahead and that deep. I just wanted to drive race cars and try to get in the best equipment I possibly could. And, you know, if you know much about the story, I mean, one of my roommates at that time was working at Hendrick Motorsports in the engineering department, R&D department. He kept telling me, man, I'm telling you, we're on to something, like new chassis and just cool things that they were doing. And he was always telling me about how amazing Hendrick Motorsports was. And then it was just like a year and a half later, I'm sitting in front of Rick Hendrick talking to him about driving his race car. And of course, I didn't have the ability to know what they had beyond my roommate. But Ray Evernham was a guy I trusted that knew better than anybody. And I just never forget the first time I talked to him after he visited Hendrick Motorsports. He's like, if you can't win there, you can't win anywhere. So the resources and you know, the pieces were in place. Maybe they were just on the cusp. But I mean, I remember watching Ricky Rudd, you know, win races and come so close to win the championship before I got there. And so I think they were right there, and they had won some big races. It was just putting all the pieces together to put it into a championship caliber organization. But, you know, once that happened, to me, it's just never slowed down. It's never stopped since then. So, no, I certainly couldn't imagine in 92 when you know, I signed with Hendrick. And I don't think a lot of people did. Matter of fact, I got criticized for making that move if you know the history. And so, you know, but to me, I only know one home, and this place, like, it's just amazing, right? Every day I walk through the buildings and just in awe of what's been created there by Rick and Linda and what these guys do with the resources.
Wow.
Yep.
So the team had not proven itself, but he trusted Ray Evernham when Ray told him, if you can't win at Hendrick Motorsports, you can't win anywhere. Wow. That's pretty spectacular right there.
And again, it's the 40th anniversary of Rick Hendrick. And the low-hanging fruit question for
it's the 40th anniversary of their first win.
Win.
Yes. Which happened to come at Martinsville, yep, 40 years ago.
The low-hanging fruit, though, with this is, did Jeff Gordon make Rick Hendrick, or did Rick Hendrick make Jeff Gordon?
No. Really?
That's a poll right there, ladies and gentlemen.
It had to be Rick Hendrick supplied the cars for Jeff Gordon to become Jeff Gordon. So Rick Hendrick made Jeff Gordon. It's like Crash said, Ray Evernham said, if you can't win here, you're not going to win anywhere. So that's where he won. That's where Jeff Gordon became Jeff Gordon.
But he just didn't win.
Jeff Gordon didn't have those wins. Would Rick Hendrick be Rick Hendrick?
No.
I mean, Rick Hendrick would have found some way to be Rick Hendrick. There'd have been somebody else there. We'd have been saluting Jeff Bodine instead of Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Bodine did put him on the map. That is true.
I think that's, listen, we've got a break here in about a minute. That's about a 10-minute conversation, because I think Jeff Gordon put Rick Hendrick on the map.
Yeah, you can think that all you want. You're allowed. It's your show.
I am interested to see what the Twitterverse comes up with on this.
Yeah.
It's chicken or egg. It really is one of those scenarios.
Again, Rick Hendrick, 40th anniversary of his first win there in NASCAR. My goodness, that is bananas. And again, what Jeff Gordon did for Rick Hendrick, what Rick Hendrick's done for, and we've talked about this too ad nauseum, what Jack Roush has done not just for motorsports, but for the automotive world. Listen, everybody that goes through Rick Hendrick's race team drivers, they've all got freaking auto dealers around the country. Kidding me? Dale Jr., Chevrolet. All right, we got a break. Sorry, guys. Just getting off on the subject here. Coming up next, Freak Nation, Crasher catches up with William Byron, your winner.